This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has visited an airbase in eastern Russia where he inspected Russian bombers. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Kim arrived in the Russian city of Artyom by train, where he was greeted by officials and a line of children waving flowers, who cheered upon his arrival. He then traveled to an airport near Vladivostok, where Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu gave him a tour. Kim was given an up-close look at Russia's strategic bombers and other warplanes. All the Russian warplanes shown to Kim were among the types that have seen active use in the war in Ukraine. Experts said potential military cooperation between the two countries could include efforts to modernize North Korea's outdated air force. I'm Karen Shamas.
Hundreds of people have gathered in central London to mark the anniversary of the death of Mahsa Amini, the 22-year-old Kurdish-Iranian woman who died in police custody last year on September 16th. Her death sparked worldwide protest against Iran's conservative Islamic theocracy. The crowd Saturday held her portrait and rallied around the memory of a young woman who died after she was arrested for allegedly violating Iran's mandatory headscarf law. Libya's top prosecutor says he has opened an investigation into the collapse of two dams that caused a devastating flood in a coastal city. It has been nearly a week after the deluge killed more than 11,000 people. Heavy rains caused by Mediterranean storm Daniel caused deadly flooding across eastern Libya. The floods overwhelmed two dams, sending a wall of water several meters high through the center of Derna. Entire neighborhoods were destroyed and people were swept out to sea. The Libyan Red Crescent says that more than 10,000 people are still missing. This is VOA News. In Atlantic weather, millions of people are under storm watches as Hurricane Lee is downgraded, but bearing down on New England in the United States and also Canada, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Hurricane Lee is now post-tropical cyclone Lee, the storm expected to make landfall today in Nova Scotia in Canada, but its immense size means areas hundreds of miles from its center, such as New England, could see dangerous winds, high seas, and flooding rains. Cruise ships found refuge at berths while lobstermen pulled their costly traps from the water and hauled their boats inland, leaving some harbors looking like ghost towns. States of emergency were already declared for Massachusetts and Maine. Lee lashed the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, and Bermuda before turning northward. I'm Julie Walker.
Ovidio Guzman, a son of imprisoned Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was extradited to the United States on Friday to face fentanyl trafficking charges in a boost for the Biden administration's push to curb the spread of the deadly opioid. Ryan Chang reports.
The 33-year-old was last captured in January after an intense firefight with Mexican authorities. The U.S. government requested Ovidio's extradition in February. While extradition proceedings of Mexican drug traffickers can sometimes take years, Ovidio's removal this time was quicker than his father's, who was flown to the U.S. barely a year after his final arrest in 2016. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland expressed gratefulness to the Mexican government. In a statement, he said, quote, "The Justice Department will continue to hold accountable those responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has devastated too many communities across the country."
The popularity of some well-known weight loss drugs is making it hard for patients to get their prescriptions filled, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
According to doctors, there are supply problems and insurance complications, which are making it difficult for many patients to start and to stay with obesity-fighting injectables like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Sandexa. Patients report often having to call several pharmacies to find the medicine or having to drive around an hour to find a drugstore that has it. The president of the Obesity Medicine Association says it's like the Hunger Games, trying to get the prescriptions filled. Drug makers like Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly say with the increased demand, supplies will be tight through the end of the year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Defense Minister Li Shangfu, who has been missing from public view for more than 2 weeks, has been placed under investigation by Chinese authorities, according to people familiar with the matter. The investigation into Li relates to procurement of military equipment, according to a regional security official and three people in direct contact with the Chinese military. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.